When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seventeen days away from kickoff, Nebraska-UTEP here at Memorial Stadium. We're joined now by Husker Lions Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. Compared to last week when we knew that Teddy Prochazka was out for the year with injury, do you feel any better or worse about left tackle with the potential, you know, with Turner Corcoran there or Gunnar Gutula since we've done our last talk last week, Sean?
Well, I mean, I think Turner Corcoran was honestly trending, to have a pretty good chance to win the job even before the Prochazka injury. I mean, that was the chatter we got actually before the injury happened. I mean, he's a 30-plus game starter in his career, obviously coming off injury, and Teddy took over once he was hurt. So the key is can Turner Corcoran, you know, get himself to just a level of being serviceable? I'm not asking him to be an elite left tackle. I think a good left tackle, a quality left tackle, because you look at that line right now, and you got Mazuka and guys in the interior, Ben Hart on the edge, Ben Scott, and then you can figure out the other guard spot with Justin Evans and Latosky. So they've got a good group. I mean, it's just a matter of getting that left tackle spot to a point where they can play at a Big Ten level.
What are you hearing out there, Sean? You and Bill speak more than Winston Churchill used to speak. What are you hearing from the people the good fans out in the hinterland? Where were you last night?
I did an event at Lincoln Country Club. I mean, the thing I'll say is every event I've done this summer, they've been packed. And a lot of it's the excitement, obviously, for the season. You know, I did one for 300-plus people in Bellevue, and did one last night for 160, I think. It filled up the room at the country club, and I'm going to be in Columbus tonight for another event. There's a lot of optimism, a lot of interest. A lot of people obviously interested in the direction of the college game with what's happening with the NIL and the money. And then obviously Raiola. I mean, you can't talk enough about Dylan Raiola. People want to hear everything there is about what he brings, and he's brought a lot of hope, I think, to a lot of Nebraska fans as they get ready for this season.
Is it even necessary right now for the head coach, Matt Rhule, to formally announce a starter? A serious question. Is it necessary?
It sounds like you're writing a column on the air right now. I know you so well, Steve. This sounds like your Sunday column.
Maybe.
We're going to have the meeting on the air here right now. But, no, you make a great point. I think right now you could just go to that whenever they release the depth chart. He's on there. And if you wrote the story, Raiola named starter of Nebraska. I mean, it's like, well, no kidding.
Right.
You know, I don't think anyone's going to be shocked, obviously, by that headline. It's just a matter of what Matt Rhule or how he wants to do it. But, yeah, I almost don't think you need to make some big formal parade. We've come to a decision on who our starting quarterback is. It will be Dylan Raiola.
I don't think
– would Rhule use that voice?
I hope you
that was kind of my Rick Schwieger voice from the Chasing 3 videos the other day.
Yeah, it's interesting. Go ahead.
Well, if Harburg is number two right now, Sean, do you think he's number two for the whole season, or can somebody surpass him for that spot?
I think he's the number two right now. That's based on his experience. I think Gramstad, though, has some tools and capabilities to help this team if they had to play him. And you know, I think Kalen long term has ability, but it'd be great to redshirt him and just let him develop and learn and get him in a game or two. But I think just getting Gramstad gives them a lot more options. Just having four players, three that have, you know, two, both Harburg and Gramstad have played in college games, and you've got two true freshmen on the roster. So it's a good mix of what they have right now in that room, because there was going to be quite a drop off after your top three, not really having a solidified fourth quarterback.
understanding that Nebraska has an ongoing competition for the starting corner opposite Tommy Hill, is there any concerns you have at all about the defense?
The one thing I still wonder is, do they have a guy on a four-man rush that will consistently get to quarterbacks in the Big Ten? When you're playing Ohio State, when you're playing Iowa, when you're playing Wisconsin, teams that will have good offensive lines, can you get to quarterbacks with a four-man rush? And who is that guy that will do it? Because that's how you win in this league in a lot of respects. You've got to be able to drop seven and get to quarterbacks with four. Mm-hmm. And Nebraska has been inconsistent in that. They've been able to do it at times in the last 10-plus years. But since Randy Gregory, they haven't had that kind of guy. Even think back, Eric Martin was a great guy to get to quarterbacks. I mean, he had, I believe, close to 10 sacks in all Big Ten in 2011. They just don't have, who is it? MJ Sherman? Is it Jamori Butler? Who will get to the quarterback as a true pass rusher when they get in these four-man rushes?
Did one of those Davis twins, did he get there a few times, 8 times, maybe 1 year?
He did. I think he might have got to 10 or 9.5 or right in that ballpark. I never looked at him as like an – he was more of an interior pass rusher.
Yeah, he was. You want to see someone flying off the edge like Aiden Hutchinson, don't you?
Just somebody that causes havoc where you have – Jay, I didn't even mention your guy, Sipple, James Williams, who –
I'm his agent.
He won the media room. I mean, God, that guy on the microphone yesterday was as impressive as any player we've talked to all August. I mean, for a guy that's never been on a podium in front of a room of 40, 50 reporters, he's got some it to him. And I'm really intrigued about James Williams now moving forward and what they can get out of this guy who they essentially signed off the streets last June.
Sean, also on the D-line is a guy people are talking about across the country potentially as a potential breakout superstar, Nash Hutmacher. Could you see him being a breakout star this year, not just for Nebraska, but in college football?
I think he's going to be quicker. One of the reasons why they wanted him to wrestle was kind of the Tanner Farmer approach of years back. They had Tanner Farmer go out for wrestling. He got quicker, more aggressive. Nash had that wrestling background. I think he had a little extra weight on him, and they wanted to see if they could get him down and then build him back up. So the wrestling, I think, has really refined his body. He's playing quicker. He'll be able to play longer. If you remember early on in Nash's career, his play counts were fairly limited just because of the conditioning level it took to play at that size.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I think this year you'll be able to see Nash push his play counts to a level we've never seen from him before. And that's what you'd expect for a guy that's played as much football as he has. And, there's no doubt, you get asked, is he an all-conference? It's so hard to be an all-conference player now when you're talking about 18 teams in this conference. But I do think he will be a high-impact player at times for Nebraska this year. There's no question. I think it's going to be very hard to run on this defense with the players they have up front.
All right, gather yourself. This leads me to my next question, that sentence. Think about this now. I heard Robin say this yesterday, and I think I agreed with him. Is those three guys up front, Butler, Nash, Hutmacher, and Ty Robinson, Now think about this. Is that the strength of the team?
No, I think it is. I mean, I think those are receiver. I think receiver could be in the conversation if they get going.
Okay,
but just based on snaps logged, accolades, leadership, that's a good group. I mean, I think those three players, and you know, when you define kind of the top units, I mean, the secondary, they've got three or four good units right now on this team. I mean, I think left back, receiver. I think defensive line and secondary, you know, are three really good groups and units, and tight end's a good group right now. I mean, they've got some good deep groups across the board. It's just, I think we're just all worried about left tackle because we know how important that position is going to be for what they want to do with Dylan Raiola.
Sean, thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week. Good stuff today.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
I just wonder where you put quarterback when it's all said and done. I mean, he mentioned three or four or five groups. Quarterback group's pretty good. I mean, if Raiola hits like we think, it's a pretty good group. And they got some depth. You know, I mean, Heinrich represents depth. And he would be the number two. There's just no way Gramstad.
I mean, right now. But no. Can he surpass him at all? Like, how often can you surpass somebody during the season?
I don't know, Bill. That's a question for a coach, probably.
There's always it's limited. Yeah. Opportunities are a little bit limited. It all depends. There has to be some sort of a window where someone falters in front of you, where all of a sudden something's not going well, injury, maybe not playing quite as well as they should be. Give you, you know, we're going to give them a series. It gives them a chance to have a window to be able to get in. If someone's playing, if the starting quarterback's playing pretty well and the other guy's playing, you know, good behind him, they're probably going to stay right with where they're at.
Yeah.
A lot of times they said what coaches will do will be, we're going to give them a series. Hey, they're going to, the third series of the game, it's going to be your series. We're going to go ahead and put you in. And it's not one of those things, hey, we're going to start alternating you. But it's just like everyone knows, hey, he's going to have a series. Then after that, we're going back to the starter, and most likely the starter is going to take the rest of the reps the way out. God. But sometimes you get a series in there just to have it.
I'm guessing you don't like that setup.
Whenever it comes up in a staff meeting, I'm like, well, they obviously see something and a reason that this person needs to get some reps, you know, with that. And also, it's great to have it set up that you know you're going. It's not like, hey, be ready. That's way better to be like going, third series is yours. Here's the plays we're going to run when you go in the game.
I get that, man. I saw Missouri one time. Jake, maybe we'll remember this during the Pinkel era. They did that. They were playing Nebraska in Columbia. Okay. I don't remember the exact situation, but they did that. They had a couple good opening series, and they clearly had it earmarked for the other guy to come in, and it really hurt them. It really hurt their momentum. I can't name those two quarterbacks in question because it was way back. It was Pinkel.
That was not the Brad. Was that before Brad Smith?
It might have been Brad Smith and the little white guy that ended up playing in
Chase Daniel.
Yeah, it might have been Chase Daniel coming off the bench for a series. And they had Banks, and he was pretty scary.
Brad Smith. Banks was at Iowa.
Brad Smith. I think that's who it was. Is Brad Smith and little Chase?
Yeah, it's always a tough situation do it. It always helps a little bit when they know pre. I would always tell players in the defensive back room, hey, there's a rotation. Hey, third series is yours, or whatever series is yours. Or that's going to rotation. I always give them the caveat before that and say, just so you know, though. If the other guy has a interception, a TFL, and a PBU like that, I'm not taking him out.
Keep rolling.
I guess keep playing. I'm not going to let someone, you know, they're playing really well. I'm not going to take him out at that time. So it may not be they're not playing well, but it's something you can just have a feel for it. Like just like you said, and all of a sudden it's like, man. Also, you might get a look from your head coach. Also, okay, one of your best players is on the sideline right now. He's playing great. He just had a pick six and we just set him down. Yep. And so, but you would tell them that ahead of time.
Right.
If you tell someone they got the third series, and then right before the third series, you tell them on the sideline, hey, we're not doing that.
Uh-huh.
That's a
kid. Yeah.
And you lose trust with them.
Oh,
so you got to be careful with how that stuff all plays out. 100. So there's a lot to it.
There is. It's a lot to that discussion. What do you got over there?
I was just saying before we get to break, quick plug, this segment is brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. We saw Sonny Beck yesterday in the flesh in Goner, but every day they sponsor the segment because do you need a tractor or a side-by-side to elevate your operation? How about a golf simulator? Sip, does that sound pretty good?
We saw all this equipment yesterday.
We saw it all.
You saw a golf simulator?
In Beck's, They had
golf clubs too.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, they showed you what all the points. You get some sweet swag from Beck's.
Yeah, you can learn that.
You go to BexHybrids.com to learn more about the rewards program on interest-free financing. Again, remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
There was so much education going on out there yesterday.
You were educated.
It was just incredible. Great job by Trevor. Ran the entire setup. He did everything.
Did Trevor do it?
Trevor ran
everything. Very involved.
Yes. But it was, like I said, it was just remarkable the setup they had out there. And like I said, thank you for them. There was a lot of education going on. There was 2,000 farmers showed up. And me and Jake.
Us too.
Yes, and us too.
We didn't belong, but we tried.
Did you guys stick out?
We tried to fit in. It didn't go well.
We had name tags on.
We did.
We had name tags
official,
on.
Official name badges. Tags.
I'm really proud of you guys, and I'm not joking, that you represented us.
Yeah,
we got outside our comfort zone.
You did.
Yep. Got outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah, you did. I mean, it's not like I don't think about it. You guys had to drive all the way out there, interrupt your days, and I
eat some free ice cream.
We thought for sure you might be coming. Then we're wondering, God, I wonder if Steve will be here or not. No, he won't be here.
We're here
for
Steve.
He has no plans.
We should have brought a picture of you or something. Yeah, here he is.
Besides going to Manawa, coming to the show.
It's Manawa.
Manawa, same thing.
Manawa.
That wraps it up for you.
Pretty much.
That wraps it up for you.
I got to work.
Yeah.
That's my
thank sports.
You. Thank you to Bex. When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.